Are you ready to celebrate for 6 weeks?
This autumn on the Isle of Wight, Can You Hear Us is celebrating all that the island is.
We're talking theatre,
carnival,
music,
new public art,
foraging,
shared meals,
poetry,
nature,
island craft,
landscape artists,
storytellers,
choirs,
and folklore,
culture and community, island wide.
Taking place in your towns,
your villages,
your schools,
community hubs,
and outdoor spaces. We want culture to be more
visible. To include everyone.
And to be easier to take part in.
And for the Isle of Wight to be recognised as the creative island it is.
Join the celebration.
Visit our website at canyouhearus.uk.
The Can You Hear Us project is a Creative Island 6-week Arts Council England funded cultural programme, running from September the 11th this year until October the 24th. Across the Isle of Wight, many organisations are taking part. These podcasts are to find out what the organisations are doing across the Isle of Wight so you don't miss anything.
Going to find out a lot about Ian Whitmore. I've heard loads about you, Ian, but it's the first time we've probably met face to face. And is it the first time you've been on and done any radio?
Correct.
So just tell us a little bit about you.
So my name's Ian. I'm the arts manager at Key Arts. So we're talking to you from the radio station across the road from the Key Arts Centre. So it's a 50th anniversary this year. So 1976, Key Arts was formed. I've been working for Key Arts on and off for about 10 years. So we've got a small team, about 20 people all told at Key Arts.
We've spoken to an awful lot of people around the Isle of Wight that are involved with the Can You Hear Us project.
Sure.
So, and you're involved with that, so
sure.
Tell us what you're doing.
So we are delighted to be part of that project, which is a much larger project sort of managed by the Creative Island. There's various partners. There's most, I think all the town councils are involved. I think 17 partners. All the national portfolio organisations, that's the Arts Council supported organisations, are doing something. So we working with Creative Island to put together two different events for Can You Hear Us. So that takes place September to October this year, all across the Isle of Wight. The two bits that we were able to get support funding for are really interesting. So one of them is the Mike Cowley Trust, which is, Mike Cowley was the former director of cultural services on the Isle of Wight, and he left a bequest to Key Arts to manage specifically for 18 to 30 year olds living on the island who are within the performing arts. So musicians, writers, filmmakers, actors, circus skills, that kind of field, kind of excluded the visual arts, but the money was left for Key Arts to administer bursaries to 18 to 30 year olds on the island to benefit island young people, emerging talent. So we're having a really big showcase this year as part of Can You Hear Us. So, you know, Can You Hear Us, literally we're trying to promote the voice and talent of those alumni. So this is the 10th year actually of the Mike Cowley Trust as well. So really big showcase weekend, inviting the alumni, previous bursary beneficiaries, to come back and to perform, show where they are, what they're making, what they're doing, and try to sort of attract some raise the profile of that platform, try to attract a bit of investment which can extend the length of that. It won't run forever if we are giving out. We give about £20,000 a year as bursaries. Over £100,000 has been distributed so far. So it's a really big showcase for Can You Hear Us, celebrating that 10 years worth of kind of emerging talent and rich talent and new artists. That's the first thing. The second one is really interesting, that we're working with Dead Man Theatre, or Dead Man, which is a theatre and production company in the island. They've recently worked with Key Arts and to R&D and create and present a piece, Freshwater 5, which some of your listeners might be aware of. It's a big Isle of Wight story. There's a very successful run, which is now on tour going around the country. But they are going to work with us to produce a new piece of theatre that explores the Newport Quayside specifically from around 1870, which is when Key Arts building was built. So they're going to be looking backwards, and they're going to be exploring the voices from the past of the workers and the people that lived and worked on the quayside, and that'd be a sort of site-specific piece of performance that will happen during the Can You Hear Us program as well. So that's the two bits that we're working towards.
I must admit that sounds really fascinating. When you think about what it used to look like and
how busy it was.
I remember being inside the Key Arts as a nipper, and when I shouldn't have been, before it was the Key Arts, it was just a derelict building.
Yeah.
And I remember there was some, I don't know, there were some glass things in the window. Mm. And my old friend Billy Willett got these little things and he said, oh, you're a billionaire, a trillionaire and so on, because we had all these glasses that we all thought was like going to be worth like loads and loads of money. Mm-hmm. But then I just look at photographs of that time, that you know, when it was, I don't know, it was really busy. There were trains going across and so on. I mean, that sounds fascinating. The other thing that you mentioned there, that there was the showcase.
Yeah.
Is that going to be, that's going to be at the Key Arts?
Sorry, you should say, yeah. So both of those, the theatre piece and the showcase, will both be free to attend at Key Arts. And the showcase will be in the Minghella Theatre upstairs. So it's going to be kind of, with the support of the Can You Hear Us project, it's going to be sort of all bells, you know, bells and whistles. It's going to be filmed. It's going to have some extra lighting and technicians, and hopefully.
Well, that's what I was getting around to find out. You're being a bit sort of I don't know. Is it a secret? Because I say, what are we going to see? What show? It's a showcase. What are we going to see?
That depends on the response from the alumni. You know, so we'll go back and do some research. Get back in touch with the alumni. So if they were the upper end of the age limit early on, then they might be, they'd be 30 to 40 years of age. So you're looking at anything from 18 to 40 years. It will cover current beneficiaries, those that have just, you know, we do 1 to 2 rounds of funding a year. So we have to go backwards, make contact. It will be musicians and singers. It will be, I'm not going to give you specifics, but I haven't programmed it yet. So.
Right.
But we have funded, the things that we have funded, it will be live music, live theatre pieces. It will be perhaps presentations and pre-recorded as well, and talks and speeches by people, just to say how the money's benefited them, and to encourage young people to step to come forward and apply again. So I don't have a lineup. I need to do some backwards research.
How exciting is that to have, like, you know, a blank canvas, if you like, to put things together?
Quite exciting, but I'm going to be working closely with the live events team, with the centre manager Dell and Shannon, to help program that. My main bag is exhibitions and galleries, so I work a lot of artists. So when we stray into live events, there's a lot more logistics, there's a lot more planning to be done. So I'll be definitely working with those guys to sort of plan it. Once we have let's see how many responses we get, where people live. They may have well moved off the island to be all around the country. We'll invite them back and try to support their cost to come back.
Well, I know Billy Willett lives on the island.
Okay.
So he could tell you a story or two.
Yeah. So it's going to be 18 to 40 year olds is the age bracket. They're going to be circus, TV, film, music, theatre, writers, and they're going to be presenting live. Hopefully most of it will be live. That's the intention. So it's a, you know, it may be 2 or 3 hours long, it may be a whole day, it may be, you know, broken up depending on the level of response and what we funded someone to do aerial silks, so maybe there'll be some aerial dance, you know, etc.
All right, so you've got to piece all that together.
Yes.
So is that your skill? Are you artistic as well? In if so, in which way?
I've got a fine art degree background. I train as a printmaker, and I've worked in kind of educational design, early e-learning, worked in e-learning, worked for youth works, so a whole range. Most of us at the Key have got a range of backgrounds but community base and collaboration and working with people, that's my skill set. So quite good at juggling and bringing people together, but definitely need support of technicians and sort of logistics to program, you know, to help program and actually put it together. It's a big piece of work.
The world needs people like you that is in that kind of environment and working with young people and so on, because I would imagine it's a great, I don't know, there's some communication to be had there with young people, and I would imagine you can better communicate with them if you've got something like what you're doing.
If there's something on and something exciting, yeah. I mean, so sort of briefly, we have live events program, we have the cafe, the shop, etc. We have all sorts of events, weddings, but the galleries, but they only work when they're all working together. So if we just have an exhibition, it's amazing, but it comes to life when we have visits. So last week was Creative Careers Week on the island, and we had 3 school visits come to the galleries, and they came and explored the exhibitions. They met painter Alan Daish. He gave a live painting presentation to sort of demonstration to Year 5 from Honey Hill. So they had an amazing time visiting and then have a chat about what we do as an art centre. But they had a sort of a fun visit as well. So they got the information, but they got to see the space and be comfortable in the space. And that's what we want people to come in the space. You know, so if you get them young and really young and then get them regularly, then hopefully they're sort of lifelong users of Key Arts, but also sort of more generally enriching their sort of cultural, their cultural life.
I bet you love your job, don't you?
I do enjoy it, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You're not just saying that because they're listening across the road, but, you know, I bet you do. It sounds fascinating. It really does. To be able to do something you really, really love, but then be able to put piece it all together.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with all that,
Thank you very much.
All together. And you must come back and tell us about your 50th year celebrations
We'll do that. And then when we've got a bit more of a lineup.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. And thanks for taking the time and the trouble to come across from across the water
there.
You've got to go back out in the rain now.
Yeah.